Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
You can actually use our Skype. It's lrn.fm is our username. You just, send us a friend request there. Or I guess it's a user request. I'm not sure what it's called there. Anyway, you send us some kind of contact request.
That's it.
And then we'll approve it within probably 10 minutes. I mean, I'm looking right at it. Approve it, and then you can call in with Skype and usually sound a bit better. The number, the regular number, the old number, 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls. Vinny calling in from Des Moines. Vinny, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
I'm well. You, sir?
Pretty good. Seems to me like you guys are kind of downplaying the whole J-Down thing. I was wondering what was up with that.
Well, what do you think about it? What's really going on?
Well, I mean, better be safe than sorry. Be on alert. All the things that have been going on the past, 15, 20 years, if you add it all up, this is unprecedented, isn't it?
I don't know. A military operation doesn't seem unprecedented to me, but I just don't tend to believe these things. Maybe I'll be the first one on the cattle car because I don't believe it. I don't think the military is going to round people up.
Well, I don't either, but it could be like a preconditioning, get people used to it.
People are used to it. I mean, they've got cops in schools. The kids have to go through metal detectors. We are a nation of sheep.
There you go.
they don't need to precondition us with military exercises.
Right.
If the government came on the radio and said everybody report to the FEMA camps, half of the population would go without them having to bring one person in.
Yeah, and then, well, there'd be one guy saying, "Hey, don't do it," but somebody else calls him paranoid schizophrenic. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going. You see, I believe the strength lies in my ability to say no. And I believe that the government's generally full of a bunch of liars and thieves. So I'm going to have a very easy time saying no to the government. I say no to them every day. I mean, just all kinds of things. I say, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm not following that rule. I'm not doing this thing or that thing. So... I don't have to make up stories in order to get somebody else not to do it. I live a life that says, no, I'm not playing their game.
Yeah, part of the problem with this story for me is that it's so not you. It's not about you. And it's so much of, like, freedom in your life, it is about you. So, like, while the politicians and the radio talk show hosts are focusing on this story, I think there's lots of ways where your freedom is diminishing that aren't being talked about. And maybe focus on those instead.
Right. This is on a grand scale, though, so it's kind of sticking out like a sore thumb.
What do you think it's going to do besides condition people to, the military being around and stuff? I've seen a lot of vehicles driving around. It makes me very, very nervous when I see military vehicles on the interstate, but I've seen a bunch of them.
Have you seen the logo for the operation?
Nope.
What is it?
It's got two arrows crossed, and at the bottom, at the top, it says Jade Helm.
Uh-huh.
At the bottom, it says Mastering the Human Domain.
Okay.
So...
Well, most
the human domain is Earth, so I guess they're mastering Earth. What's the big deal about that? They want to know different terrains.
Wars are being progressively more and more fought in cities.
Why aren't they training on their bases? Why they got to go? How many states is it?
Seven. Is it? Seven, I think, is what they said.
Seven. That's pretty huge.
Different terrains, I guess.
All right. Well, I mean, this terrain. This is our terrain. They're training here or over there.
Well, you were talking about the logo.
I'm not claiming they're welcome. I just don't think they're going to do anything.
Right. Probably not.
But I'd be a lot more concerned about the NSA spy rocket they put up that has the logo of an octopus surrounding the Earth, and it says nothing is beyond our reach.
All right. That's kind of creepy.
Kinda.
But I don't hear a bunch of Republicans getting all bent out of shape about that. The Republicans seem to be more worried about Ed Snowden being a traitor or whatever. I don't get it.
I don't think Republican and Democrat, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
It does from the Republicans and the Democrats' point of view. I'm not saying that you're a Republican. I'm just saying the Republicans believe that the Democrats believe one thing and the Democrats believe the Republicans believe another. And mostly the paradigm we get fed through the mainstream media is a two-party system paradigm.
Right, and it's just a divide and conquer like you guys have already said.
100%. Vinny, I do appreciate the call. Thank you. 855-450-3733.
So back to this story about anti-government resistance now being the beating heart of the GDP, or GOP, at least that's what one person thinks, the Seattle Times. He says, look, I get it. No one wants to be compared to McVeigh. And I'll repeat, no one in a position of responsibility embraces his prescription of terrorist violence. But it seems to me, beyond argument, that in the philosophical struggle for the soul of conservatism, he lost the battle and won the war.
Interesting.
Much of
I've got to say, we had people call in on Saturday talking about what the revolution is going to look like.
Ugh.
And I
don't want to see a revolution. I hear stories about the American Revolution and. You know, I was listening to one earlier today on the radio, and it honestly brought a tear to my eye, thinking about, oh my, what have these people gone through? It was so brave of them. But I don't want that to happen again. I don't want to see fighting and wars. There has to be another way to get freedom.
Well, people just want to separate down so many different lines. Like, the thing about, if you're going to fight a revolution, you have to have everybody on your side. You have to have a large amount of people on your side.
And you have to have a lot of luck.
And you have a lot of luck, and you have to have a lot of people willing to die. And we're not
at that.
We're not at that. I'd much rather leave the United States than pick up a gun and shoot a government bureaucrat. If I felt that it was time that the military was coming after me, goodbye. Do you have a passport, people? Are you ready to leave? I mean, are you really? You think fighting is the answer? I don't think fighting is the answer. Not today.
The article concludes, much of what now passes for conservatism proceeds from extremes of government loathing that would have stunned Ronald Reagan himself.
Oh, yeah.
Some of my readers used many colorful words to characterize that argument. Here's the word I'll use. Obvious.
Yeah. What's obvious now?
He says that what passes for conservatism proceeds from extremes of government loathing.
Yeah, fine. I loathe the government. If that makes me a conservative, compared to this guy, I have nothing to say to this guy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
there are
so
a bunch of anarchists
removed from my life.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised he is from Seattle. I thought there were a bunch of anarchists there.
I don't know
just celebrating May Day and all that.
Aren't those just people that dress in black and throw Molotov cocktails? I mean, really, the folks in Seattle?
Yeah, folks in Seattle are that kind of anarchist, right, in air quotes.
Well, if you look up Wikipedia and you look up anarchism,
does it have that?
You're
going to
basically going to get that. That's
what
you're
going
to get. I mean, I know there's a lot of libertarians out there fighting for the term anarchist, and they can have it if they want, but you're going to spend your life fighting for a term that means terrorist.
Oh, well.
Then I don't get it. Let's go to Chris calling in from Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, I'm calling in from the police state of Connecticut. Yes. Where we're not allowed to pretty much be armed in any good capacity. At any rate, I wanted to touch on the things that kind of irked my attention on this Jade Helm when it was first brought to my attention by that guy out of Texas who's got that pretty good, news conglomerate going on down there.
Are we talking about Alex Jones? Was this an Alex Jones
thing? We know who we're talking about. Yeah, he brought this to
the
light.
I
commend them for what they did there. A couple things.
I think the man has built an empire, and when he says jump, there's a lot of people that say, I say how high. He is an icon in what he does.
He brought me ultimately to the Free State Project, put it that way.
Wow.
Well, this argument that the comparisons between the sort of conspiracy crowd and the liberty crowd, how many people have been turned off from the ideas of liberty because of what they consider paranoid kookery? And I don't know the answer to that. I am going to bring you back, however, Chris, because I've talked over all the time that you're supposed
to.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. Not that it's not your time. It's the listener's time.
It's your time.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome. Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95. Plus, free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
For Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark.
And Derek J.
855-450-3733. Fort Galt. Go to fortgalt.com. Check out the videos and the pictures they have there. This idea that they've got going is it's very interesting. What it is they're building a condominium, not a big condominium complex, but just some smaller buildings. By small, I mean big buildings. But they have very small units. So, for instance, they go from, I think it's like 3.5 feet wide by 10 feet long. So, I mean, not much more, like a little college dormitory, maybe even smaller than a college dormitory. The smallest of basics that one person would need, on up to, you know, larger rooms for families and that sort of thing. But they've got big open spaces. The idea is they're creating a place for entrepreneurs and sort of free minds that want to create a new world. And I think they're going to have some really interesting stuff go on there. It's fortgalt.com. It's not a big outlay in the beginning. It's a commitment, but, you're committing to, if the project gets done, not putting a whole bunch of money in ahead of time and seeing whether or not it gets done. So go check it out. It's fortgalt.com. I'm excited by it, and, we've gotten involved a little bit here. It's fortgalt.com. Let's go back to Chris in the police state of Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. Thanks for that clarification. Now, I was trying to discuss what irked me about the things that I heard about the Jade Helm exercise as reported by the InfoWars crew down there. Now, forgive me, I'm not in front of any source material. I'm actually out back in my yard, barefoot, staring at what looks like three planets right now in a line. I think I see Mars.
Cool.
I saw that, too, and it is awesome.
Really?
Yes, and Saturn should be soon to follow if my calculations are correct. At any rate, Helm, the things that irked me the most that I had heard, and these came from, like, the military public information office, as reported by InfoWars, but they talked about trying to maneuver and move, like, special forces units about indiscriminately amongst those areas and that they wouldn't even be detected. And I thought I had also heard stuff about them kind of, like, interacting and liaisoning, if that is a proper word, with local governance structures in those areas. And to boot, the fact that they had labeled certain areas as, like, red zones, hostiles, I mean, this does seem to me like a larger, more bold step in this craziness that the federal government tries to purport on us every day.
Well, let me give some other ideas here. So if you're going to have, if you're going to do an exercise, you have to have some hot zones, right? Like you have to pretend. If you're doing a pretend exercise, there have to be pretend hot zones, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, so if probably a good way to see how good your special forces teams are at sneaking and peeking and hiding behind bushes and whatever it is, eating a snake or two or whatever it is that they do.
But they talked about blending in with the local community, man, and that makes no sense if you're talking about.
It doesn't make any sense in America. You're absolutely right. It makes no sense for Americans to attempt to blend in with Americans. You're right.
I mean, either way, I'm not going to, like, hide under my bed about it. I'm barefoot outside my backyard right now without even a gun strapped to me, believe it or not, but.
And you're in Connecticut.
Either way, I can still carry as many guns I want around kind of in my backyard.
In your yard.
What have you. Yeah, in my yard. Or in my truck, right? My 12-gauge rides lovely behind me all the time. Totally legal.
Are you allowed to do that? Drive it? Have a 12-gauge in the truck? Okay.
Can't be loaded. Can't be loaded. But my shoulders are strapped to the vandalier on the stock, so.
Visible? But you can have a visible shotgun hung in, like, the back window of a truck? I haven't seen that in years. I remember seeing it in high school.
They might hit you with a breach of peace if they really wanted to, and there was an interdepartment memorandum that I found on their state police website that did go out to instruct their officers to harass us in such manner. But you know what? I've been pulled over, and I've instructed, hey, look, right behind me is my, for instance, Ruger 10/22 unloaded, but with the ammunition right near me. And it was basically like my get-out-of-being-towed-free card because they didn't want me to leave a gun in the car, you know?
Yeah, I can't imagine they'd want that.
Yeah, there's always a long gun in my vehicle, that's for damn sure.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
855-450-3733. I'm either always too fast or too slow with that hang-up thing. Like, if I get them before they say anything, then, they're just gone. But if I get them right in the middle, it just sounds like I've just hung up on somebody.
Yeah.
I don't care. I care a little bit, like I care a little. Let's go to Bob, calling in from California. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live, and I care a little. Bob, he's not speaking to me now. Can you believe this? I made him so angry, Bob's not speaking.
Oh, maybe you hurt his feelings.
I think I did. No, I'll just put Bob on hold. Maybe he'll come back here shortly. Hold the line.
Maybe he's looking at those planets now that...
It's really awesome.
Really a thing? What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I just like
are
to
they
go
coming and, for us? Are the aliens coming?
I just like to look at the sky. You don't have it really here in Keene because you've got so many buildings and there's a lot of ambient light. You don't get to see the sky the way that I do out in the country.
Oh,
but
whatever. I feel like I see the sky a lot.
What we folks in the country get that you folks in the city don't is one heck of a show at
the
night.
The city. Keene is not a city. I'm from Philly. There's couldn't see the sky.
There's enough ambient light coming from Keene. I can see it on the horizon. I mean, it looks like a little glow. It looks like dawn off in the whatever direction it is.
We're
from
the
my
proverbial
town.
Light on the hill.
Yeah, you're in a lake bed. You are the light in the ditch. 855-450-3733. Oh, we can get yelled at by Whit. Hold on just a second here.
Oh, no.
Take the call.
Okay.
James, you're on Free Talk Live. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
You could have fooled me.
Yeah, well, okay.
with what?
Die, Maggie. Die. What a peach he is, isn't he? Your hero, Derek Gay.
You want to talk about Ian, and he's not even here.
You want to interrupt? You want to interrupt? No, I just quoted Rich Paul, who said, die, Maggie, die on Facebook. I thought you already knew that, but maybe your listeners didn't know either. What a peach he is, but I know you've called him your hero. But Mark Edge... I do think you're a bad person, and you're the one for over a year now has been posting disgusting memes about me on Facebook.
I've been
and you get your rocks off.
Quotes,
but may I continue?
You. No, you may not. You have made an accusation, sir. I'll put you right on hold.
Ooh.
You've made an accusation. The accusation is I said mean things about you on Facebook. I have not. What I have done is I've put quotes from you on Facebook. Your rebuttal,
and
sir.
And they are mean.
My rebuttal is you've commented on posts going back a year now, Minister Edge, with me a John Deere with guns sticking out of it, and I believe you actually posted that. Just as
oh, you're talking about me referring to you as like a cranky old man caller.
So you did post negative memes on me on Facebook over a year ago, and I'm not the one that's cranky. You're the one that smears me after you dump my calls. And
you're the one who threatens my life, you lunatic.
And oh, may I continue? May I continue? May I continue? I hold a grudge against those that are not repentant or atone for their
disgusting. You've got 7 billion people to hate on.
May I go on?
You want to talk about my death all the time because you're crazy and you know I'm a convicted felon and you believe the government has disarmed me. That's why you feel safe because you're a coward, James. How about that? There's a new name
for you. I don't carry a gun anywhere I go, unlike all your friends.
I guess I'm supposed to take your word for it.
May I respond to that?
My life.
Okay, let me respond to that. By the way, you don't have anything to say about Rich Paul saying, die, Maggie, die.
He's not threatening my life.
Your show. I never threatened your life, not even for a nanosecond.
I don't think that's
never
a good thing.
Touched a hand on your head, but you let me...
Things that James Whittakine says on Facebook, look it up and you can see what he said. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Die, Maggie, die is not a nice thing to say.
No,
I don't support that.
Not. 855-450-3733.
JDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. JD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UnveilingThem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and field work on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Jill Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about this, apparently, this event that's going on, Operation Jade Helm. And, you know, this bit, I guess it's been getting a lot of press. Doesn't mean much to me. I'm not scared. Whatever. 855-450-3733. Let me know if you are. But, you know, radio advertising is unique. What you're able to do with radio advertising is you're able to brand in a way that doesn't happen so much with non-broadcast mediums. You create, because, you know, talk radio is a very personal medium, you take a person when they're, you know, generally in a pretty good mood, if they like the show, and they're going to associate your product in a good way. And Free Talk Live has a really big sale going on right now. Until May 15th, we've got 230-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad, just a little less. So find another show that's on 150 radio stations across the country that's got those kind of rates. If you want to take advantage of $10 30-second ads, please email me, mark@freetalklive.com, and we'll get it set up for you. You got to pay by May 15th. It's mark@freetalklive.com. Yes, it's, short order, but that's the way sales work. Let's go back to try Bob again here in California. I don't know what was happening, but we didn't hear him the last time. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Can we hear him now? Board up, what is going on with Bob? Makes me wonder whether it's us or Bob. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's like completely silent. It's not even like you hear like breathing or something. Like he's waiting for us to pick up.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. So, well, I'll let the board op bring the callers on here because I have a tendency. I'm of the opinion that this just isn't working. So there we go. Apparently, Keurig is killing their own business with digital rights management coffee.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what's happening here.
Digital coffee? Does that mean I can download a latte?
Not exactly that. Coming from truthvoice.com, less than 2 years after announcing the release of the Keurig 2.0 and the introduction of DRM, digital rights management, into their new coffee makers, Keurig Green Mountain announced lagging sales, sending the company's stock down 12%. Revenues are low, sales are down 23%, and customers are apparently tired of Keurig's bullcrap.
What about them is bullcrap?
Apparently what they're doing is making it so you can only use... Let me read it here. This all started when Keurig introduced features in their 2.0 brewers aimed at keeping third-party counterfeited coffee pod manufacturers out of the market. Their 2.0 pods contain proprietary ink or RFID tags, which are used by the coffee-making device to identify Keurig's made coffee pods and allow the machine to brew only Keurig-licensed coffee.
No way! They had to know this idea was going to fail.
Third-party pods are rejected by the machine, meaning that the customers who have purchased aftermarket pods are now stuck with pods that they cannot use, and machines which only work with very expensive Keurig-only pods.
That's so annoying. Like, compatibility issues are classic. Everyone knows, like, remember the days of Mac and Windows where things weren't compatible? You couldn't use one CD in another computer, or the floppy drives were different.
Remember when cell phones, you could only charge them with a specific charger? You had to every time you get a new cell phone, you had to buy a new car charger and buy a new this and buy a new that. It's bad enough to get a new case, a new screen protector and all that stuff, but you had to get a charger.
Yeah, what do you think, we're stupid? That we can't figure out, like, I know how to make coffee with another little coffee machine?
You think after 2 years they figure it out? I don't know what's going on. Let's go to Tom calling in from Des Moines. This isn't the same guy, is it? No, I don't think so.
No,
Tom,
he wasn't in Des Moines.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just calling because you guys were talking about the FEMA camps earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever been on YouTube and searched for, I believe it's called Georgia Stone. It's been a while since I've seen it. But there's just rows of coffins stacked like 25 high, and they're huge, like Rubbermaid totes that you could...
Yeah, they're like Rubbermaid totes. So?
Yeah. And they're...
I don't know that they're coffins. Just, they're Rubbermaid totes. So
no, yeah, you don't know what they are, but it's just kind of weird that there's...
Yeah, it's weird.
Have you seen the video?
Yep, I've seen it. I saw
How
it
do
years,
you know they belong
years
to
years
FEMA?
Ago. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just saying that?
They're just big black totes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another guy. Have you seen this? He's walking through an old train station, and he's describing how it's a FEMA camp?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about.
Is that the
and
same thing?
Someone's
okay.
Opinion. I think that's just someone's opinion, but...
I agree. It's just somebody's opinion. I used to work at a place. I was actually in prison when I was working there. It was a camp from World War II. It was a training camp, and it had huge barracks and all kinds of stuff, and they were just kind of dilapidated and falling apart, and nobody really did much in them. But it was a really kind of spooky place if you didn't know exactly what it was for, that it was a bombing range out in Avon Park, Florida. And, you know... I can see how people would be kind of freaked out, but it's a big jump to say, wow, here's a scary place, and the government's going to kill us all here.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, thank you, and for letting me on. You guys have a good night.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I've seen that video that Tom is talking about. It exists, and it did scare me when I first saw this. I think even Jesse Ventura did an episode of one of his conspiracy shows.
Wasn't able to find anything about it.
Well, yeah. So what? There's a bunch of coffins
Even if they are coffins.
You know, even if they are, I mean, don't you have to warehouse these things somewhere? I mean, imagine there's some guy out there who owns a big plot of land, and he decided, I'm going to sell coffins on eBay, and he sells one at a time, and he's got a big storage unit here in Georgia. I mean, what if it's that?
What if FEMA has to be ready for a big disaster where a bunch of people die? You can believe if they aren't ready with a bunch of Rubbermaid coffins in order
everyone's
going to
be upset. Everybody's going to do a mass grave.
A bunch of incompetent big buttheads. They're going to be constantly saying things. Look, you know, you can't call them incompetent and then blame them. You know, they are the emergency preparedness organization. Yeah. You can't blame them for having coffins.
Would people really prefer mass graves?
Yeah, let's do you know what we need? We need a big caterpillar excavator here to dig out a hole and dump everybody in it.
Yeah. At least these people get individual attention.
I think what they need is a cremation retort that they can drive in. Like, it's just on the back of a truck, and then they just shove
people. See, a flamethrower.
No, I don't think that'll actually burn people up. Let's go to Tammy, calling in from Alexandria, I think. Tammy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Yes, I just got done watching. Unfortunately, I'm having computer difficulties, but Christopher Cantwell's issue he had last night.
We were telling us about that during the break. You're gonna have to lift the audience though. No, though.
Well, honestly, he did a great job. There was two women, from what I've seen on the video, in distress with two guys, you know, arguing irately at the women, is what it sounded like to me. And he just pulled out his camera, you know. Well, that totally made him mad that he was videotaping. And long story short, one of the gentlemen, because you can't make it out, you know, because things were happening so fast, but Chris told him, I have a gun. And this guy still proceeded to come toward Chris like a crazy man. Now, my opinion, if someone tells you, and he has his gun pulled out, what kind of idiot would still pursue?
A drunk one?
Yeah, or other things. But my point was, I just wanted to say, Chris did a great job. And that's why more people should cover their butt, have their camera on them, and, you know, tell people, look, I have my gun.
He said, I don't want to get in a gunfight with you, stupid. And
exactly.
I'm sorry, I don't want to get in a fist fight with you, stupid. And that, you know, like, it's a good idea. If you're carrying a gun, you do not want to be in a fist fight with somebody.
The best thing Chris Cantwell did in that instance was record.
Yeah, that way he's covered. You can go see it at ChristopherCantwell.com. You can develop your opinion. Tammy, thanks for the call. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I enjoy the show. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's ChristopherCantwell.com if you want to see it. Sounds like a very scary situation to me. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's Best Value and Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at ABVI.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you and America's Best Value and saved me. Instantly.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to value per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Just a reminder, it's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
Please do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links there to Amazon and Walmart and Newegg and a few other online retailers. It's an extra click. I know it's an extra click. It's not fun to be online and have an extra click, but that extra click really does pay off for us. Please do your online shopping there. It adds momentum to what we're doing, and it allows us to outsource some of the risk of doing a talk show and having advertisers. I mean, you know, it's a risk for an advertiser to advertise on talk shows, especially after Rush Limbaugh then called that lady the S word. And that drove away a lot of customers. Sorry to tell you. So please do that for us. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Cody calling in from Iowa. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. Yo. What's on your mind?
Oh, just wanted to kind of go off of the whole FEMA camp idea.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, with ISIS going across the border, spread some statistics saying they're in the 49 out of 50 states. It does make sense for them to be...
Hold on. ISIS ready. Coming across the border? Where did this happen?
What? Like Mark Levin or some show like that.
Well, there's this hoax story about a week and a half ago where ISIS was supposedly down in Mexico.
I saw that one, but it's like the... Didn't buy into that one, though.
Okay.
I heard somewhere, though, that they were, because of the flood of illegal immigration, that they were slipping through there.
I suppose they could.
Who's the boogeyman now?
But why would ISIS bother sending soldiers that are willing to fight and die to the United States?
Well, death to America. Isn't that what most jihadists think?
Do you think 100 people are going to be able to bring death to America?
Not 100. I think they could cause some trouble, though.
Well, I just was listening to a security expert on NPR, I think it was, today. It wasn't NPR. Anyway, it was NPR. And they said that if there are people that are sympathetic to jihadists out there, they number in the hundreds. And ISIS, they number in the hundreds in the United States. So, you know,
yeah.
not a big threat.
Only took a few to take down the Trade Center, though.
Well, the thing about taking down the Trade Center was you were able, at that time in history, you were able to hijack an airplane with a box cutter. Do you think you could do that today? Yeah. Even if I gave you a box cutter while you were on a plane?
No way.
No. The passengers would kill you.
Yeah. I don't know, just kind of throwing that idea out there. It makes
I'm not scared. You know, I'm far more concerned the federal government stealing money from me every single year, the state government robbing me to pay for their failing schools, the local governments and all their little plans. These people are thieves that I deal with on a regular basis. ISIS, I don't think they've got anything. I'm not worried.
They're going to push gay people off the Leaning Tower of Pizza, Mark.
Oh, that's what the ISIS is doing? Yeah, they can't even spell pizza. Thanks for the call, Cody. Appreciate it. 855-4... why am I giving the number? We've got callers here. Let's go to Randy, calling in from Pensacola. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I was calling about... I wanted to talk about the marijuana legalization debate that's going on in Florida and Alabama.
I thought it was over. I thought that medical marijuana lost in Florida a few months ago.
Oh.
Yeah. From what I heard, I haven't been able to catch up lately, but from what I heard, they had in Alabama they had just passed the bill, but they still had to go through some system.
Well, it's more than 20. I think that the marijuana organizations, the medical marijuana organizations, count more than half of the states as having some medical marijuana provision. And actually, the federal government, there are people that can legally smoke marijuana on a federal level too. So, it's coming.
See, my only debate between me and my family is it's not the fact of it being legalized medically. Our debate is it being legalized medically or recreationally? My family said it should be legalized medically, but in my opinion, I'm thinking that it should be legalized recreationally because, in my opinion, it would bring a lot more money to the state. And
what is your family?
More money to the state?
You know, that's the worst thing about it, as far as I'm concerned. But I understand that that's probably what's going to happen is it's going to be taxed. But what is it that your family's so worried about if marijuana is legalized?
They're not worried about it being, see, my mother, she has her husband, which is, I guess, is my stepdad, but he has chronic arthritis. He has a bunch of different things, and medical marijuana is a big factor, and it helps him out a lot. Like, he has to go through a lot of surgeries and stuff.
I'm supporting completely medical marijuana. I'm asking why we wouldn't have recreational marijuana, and I got the impression that your family only wanted medical marijuana, not recreational marijuana. Am I incorrect in my impression?
You were right. That's the question I needed to hear. My family says that it should be medical. Because they don't think it should be smoked. They don't think it should be sold in stores to everybody. They think it should just be for the people who only need it.
You mean
used to be sold in stores in America?
I'm not really sure.
Well, maybe you should inform them about the history, about how 100 years ago you could go pick up a vial
of cannabis
that would have cannabis oil right in it, and it had alcohol and heroin mixed in there, too. That'll get rid of a headache.
Yeah, they did legalize cannabis oil in Alabama. They did legalize that. I was just, my debate is still, it's always been about recreational.
I want to know, look, when people tell me about they want marijuana to be illegal, I ask them to compare it to alcohol, because this is one of the most dangerous drugs on the planet, and almost nobody proposes to make it illegal. It tears families apart. I've never heard of marijuana tearing families apart.
Unless the state is bringing a person to jail.
Yeah, there's always that. Right? The state tears families apart. The government tears families apart. ISIS doesn't tear families apart. Marijuana doesn't tear families apart. I don't know what to say on it, Randy. I support full legalization. I think the free people can put what they want in their bodies, or they don't own their bodies. It's either your body or it's not.
You know, and that's the same thing I tell my family anybody that talks about the legalization. They're always discussing medical marijuana and all that.
But, you know, I've been from alcohol, I've been abused and everything growing up. So I'm completely against alcohol. There's still no debate on whether or not to legalize marijuana. There need to be a debate on whether or not to illegalize alcohol.
Here, thanks for the call, Randy. I appreciate it. 855. Well, I'm giving the number again. Let's go to Nathan calling in from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
So one of the interesting issues about gun control is that in liberal places, I've always assumed that they don't like guns because they don't feel that they could responsibly handle them, sort of a thing. Like, you know, yeah, someone's going to be shooting people. But the video from Chris Campbell that I just finished watching, it gives you the other side of the coin, which is that people, even if you have a gun and you're a responsible gun owner, the people that you're dealing with might be crazy and put you in a position where, you know, bad things could happen. Derek J., have you ever had someone charge you, like in this video, when you're trying to record them in a peaceful manner?
Yeah, absolutely. I have had that happen frequently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't pulled a gun on anyone for it. But
it's hard to see what... Yeah, that's what Campbell does in the video. He's clearly backing up. He's clearly, you know, trying to disengage from the situation.
I think that's the right thing to do.
It was some drunk people screaming, and then he started to record them, and then they started to charge him and scream at him, and, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, he gives a statement to the police, and that's the end.
I'm not going to say every time a gun is pointed at somebody that they straighten up, but in this circumstance it did. And even if the person had a gun, too, we don't know how they would have reacted. I mean, these people stopped doing what they were doing because the fear of death was pointed right down. Right? There's a short-barreled revolver pointing right at your face. Suddenly, I probably should change what I'm doing immediately. it'll give you a paradigm shift, if you know what I'm saying. And just because you might have a gun doesn't mean that you necessarily would use it, because you're still going to potentially die.
Right. It's just the impression I got from the video is that they were sort of disregarding whether he was armed or not. So maybe you saw something in the video I didn't.
There's something. I haven't seen the video. There's something, you know, I mean, the gene pool, there's a reason. Like, that's why we call it the gene pool. If we don't eliminate a certain amount of people that don't understand what how deadly a revolver is, then the human race is going to devolve into some kind of, you know, primitive, you know, some kind of dumber primate.
Well, that's true, but there's also the fact that if you're confronting crazy, you know, drunk people, they may not be able to recognize that you are armed, or they may not understand what that means, right? So, you know.
I don't think that it's a good idea to get involved in people's problems, and Cantwell basically said this, is that he heard a woman screaming, he came to her aid, and he's like, boy, I won't do that again. Because, you know, a lot of times when you hear a couple screaming, that's what they like, it's like their hobby. Well, I don't know. I don't have any solutions for you, but I bet he's happy he had that gun on him.
Probably.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Why am I giving that number? What I want you to do is I want you to check out our Facebook page and our website. It's freetalklive.com, and you can get to the Facebook page simply by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. Drive safe.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.